வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, fifth chapter, text number 33, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 14th of August, 1974, in Vrindavan, India.
காமயோ ஜஸ்ட் பூதானாம் ஜாயதே ஜீன சுப்ரதஹ ததேவ சாமயங் தர்பம் ந புனாதி சிகிச்சிதம். இட்ஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் வேர்ஸ். ஆக்சுவலி திஸ் இஸ் தி எசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் கிருஷ்ண கான்சியஸ்னஸ் மூவ்மெண்ட். பீப்புள் பிகம் டிசீஸ் பை சென்ஸ் கேட்டகரிஸ். எவ்ரிவான் நோஸ் too much sense gratification means creating disease. For example, some nice eatable, because it is very nice rasgulla, therefore I shall devour one dozen. That's not very good. That will create indigestion immediately. So, in this material world, people are so much enthusiastic in the matter of sense gratification. Whole world. Not only now, this is the place for competition of sense gratification. Advancement of civilization means the so-called civilization. Means how much you are able to gratify your senses, that is civilization. How much you are given facilities to gratify your senses. This is the modern idea, hedonism. More eat, more drink, eat, drink, be merry and enjoy. Sense gratification. This is not only new, formerly the Charvak Muni, he also advocated, Rinam Kritya Dhritam Privet. In India, they want to eat very nice foodstuff prepared from ghee. So he advised, the Rinam Kritya Dhritam Privet. If you have no money, then beg, borrow, steal, get ghee and eat very nice. Rinam Kritya. The word is, suppose one has no money, then how to get money? Either cheat somebody or beg, but begging for Grihastha is not very good thing, but sometimes they do so. They beg, borrow, or promising, give me now money, I shall pay you. And when a credit is lost, then steal, pickpocket. This is as theory. Similarly, Charvak Muni, Rinam Kritya Dhritam Privet. Never mind. Now I'll have to pay. No, that we shall see later on. Never mind. Now I will be sinful, I will have to pay next life. This is within the blood of every Indian, that if I cheat you or if I take some money from you without your benefit, without repayment, then I will have to suffer. Still, in India they believe this. There are some incidences that a man's father took some loan from some gentleman, and his father died, and his son came to pay the money to the creditor. So my father took so much money from you, Now my father died without payment, so I have got money, you kindly take it. He says, let me see my book, whether your father took it. So he said, all right, consult. So after consulting the books, he said, I don't find any item that I gave loan to your father. No, sir, I know my father said at the time of death that I owe so much money to that gentleman, I could not pay. You pay it. So the trouble was, the man says, I don't find any debit to your father's name, how can I take your money? And he's insisting, yes, my father took money from you, kindly take. This was India. They knew that I cannot cheat you. For me, in the karmakanda, if I cheat you, then I'll have to pay you four times, this life or next life. That is the law of karma. Therefore, we are collecting money. We should not cheat. Every pie should be spent for Krishna, otherwise we shall be liable to pay. If we use one farthing for our sense gratification, then we'll have to pay for it. This is the law of karma. The charity is given. Why? Why charity is given to the Brahman? Nowadays they have manufactured charity to the Daridra Narayan, poor man, ganja smoker, biri smoker. But in the Shastra, it is not. Shastra says, tasmin deya, those are devotee, those are Brahmana, they should be given, he should be given. He should accept. Why? Because if a Brahmana takes some money from you, if a Vaishnava takes money from you, everything will employ in the service of the Lord. This is the pleasure. So, at the present moment, people are becoming more and more poor, and they are simply educated to gratify senses. So the whole world becoming chaotic, diseased condition. Even in the topmost level, the President of the United States, he was also caught dealing very unfavorably, and he was forced to resign. And what to speak of others? He is not a poor man, he is not uneducated, the topmost man, elected President of USA, but there is cheating in there. You see. And what to speak of others? Jajjad acharati sreshtha, in the Bhagavad Gita is, tattad eva itare jana, sajat pramanam kurute, lokastat anuvartat. If a person, president, cheats his countrymen somewhere or other, and why not others? They will also do that. Oh, president does it. What am? What can I know? In this way, the more we are inclined to sense gratification, the more we are becoming sinful. And more we are becoming sinful, the more we must suffer. That is the law of nature. Amaya jatra bhutana jayate jina subrat. So by this vikarma, karma means when you act according to the shastra, that is called karma. Lawful activities. The lawful activities is very good. But unlawful activities, you are punishable. So, the business of sense gratification is unlawful activity. You cannot gratify your senses more than necessary. Everywhere. That is the stringent laws of nature. Devijesa gunami mama maya durut. You cannot surpass it. Durutvaya. If you surpass, then you will be punished. There is simultaneous law of nature. The example is that you can eat, say, 4 ounce or 8 ounce foodstuff. If you eat 10 ounce, then there will be suffering, indigestion. You cannot eat. There will be dysentery, so many things. That is nature's law. So people are becoming entangled in karma. Jagyartha karma. One should work for yajna, for Krishna. But they are not doing that. They are doing for sense gratification. Je pachanti atmakarana bhunjante te agham papam je pachanti atmakarana. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita. If you live only for sense gratification, then you become entangled in the law of karma. So, here it is suggested that Amaya Jatra Bhutana, in the previous verse, Narada said, karma brahmani bhavitam. Karma, your activities should be dovetailed in the matter of satisfying the Supreme Lord. That is the way of devotional service. But how karma can be engaged, that is prescribed in this verse, that Amaya Jastra Bhutanang Jayate Jena Subhrata. You get disease. Suppose you have taken too much milk and you become diseased, dysentery, could not digest, have taken too much sweet rice or rubbery, so there is dysentery. That must be there. Too much eating will cause mucus. So amaya means mucus or disease. So there is mucus. Jatra bhutanang, due to eating too much milk preparation, tadeva jhamayang darbham na punati chikishitam. So cannot be cured it, even by that milk preparation. The same milk preparation which has caused your mucus disease, it can be cured by the same milk preparation. Chikishitam, but it should be medically treated. The same milk. The milk is the cause of your dysentery, but the same milk, when it is medically treated, can cure it. This is the secret. How? One milk preparation, milk is the origin, rabri. You take too much and there is dysentery. And chikishitam, the same milk, converted into jugar, add little black pepper, little salt and lime, it will cure. The origin is the milk. So, one way you become diseased and the other way you become cured. But the preparation is the same, milk. Similarly, our activities in this material world, in this material element, when we violate the laws, we become entangled. But the same material activities, when it is turned into Krishna prasadam, dovetail with Krishna, for hearing and chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, what we are doing? We are also doing the same thing. Here is the temple. What is this temple? The same ingredients, the same cement, same brick, same stone, same worker, same plan as the skyscraper. But what is the difference? because it is Chikisitam, it is for Krishna. You spoil your energy by the same purchase of cement, bricks and other things for sense gratification, a theatre hall, a dancing hall. The same energy spent for dancing for Krishna, the same hall, you become liberated. By one dancing hall, you go to hell, and by another dancing hall, you become liberated. This is the secret. So people have got the tendency for sense gratification, that is the material disease. So instead of satisfying your senses, try to satisfy the senses of Krishna. Then you become liberated. This is called chikitsitam. There is sense gratification. Here, when you chant and dance, this is not your sense gratification, it is Krishna's sense gratification. Oh, these devotees, they are glorifying me. Oh, they are dancing. Blessed they are. Immediately you draw attention of Krishna. Because it is bhakti. Sravanam kirtanam Vishnu, smaranam padasevanam, archanam bandhanam dasam, bhagavati, tanmanyaya. This is the best thing. The Mayavadi, they do not know this. They simply stop dancing. They do not know that this ball dancing may lead one to hell, but the chanting in Hare Krishna mantra is not like that. They do not know it. They simply take the negative side. Stop dancing. We say, no, no stop it. We shall dance for Krishna. We shall eat for Krishna. We shall print books for Krishna, not newspaper. We shall secure money for printing for Krishna. The same thing, the same printing, same working, same dancing, same eating, but for Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. Simply you have to change the interest. Everyone is acting for self-interest, but bhakti marga, devotional service of Krishna's interest, that is real interest. Same example. If somebody is working hard, securing foodstuff, for whose interest? He is working, the leg is working, the hand is collecting, the eyes are seeing, and so many things, they are done. Now, what is to be done now? Do everything, cook everything nicely, and put it into the stomach. Not that the leg will say, that I have worked so hard, the hand is ever, I shall eat. No. You cannot eat. The stomach will eat. You simply work. But if the stomach is allowed to eat, then automatically the hands and legs will be happy. So this is chikitsitam. Don't work for sense gratification or personal interest. Real interest is how to satisfy Krishna. That is real interest. But they do not know. Nate vidu, sarthagatim hi Vishnu. I have got my interest. But you do not know what is your interest. Your interest is to satisfy Krishna. But the daskas, they do not know. They say, why Krishna? Myself, I shall enjoy everything. This is karma and bhakti. When karma, kurmi means they are working for their so-called interest, and bhakti means they are working for Krishna's interest. They, superficially, the activities are the same. Same means superficially, not in essence. So our senses are so trained up that we want to satisfy the senses. Now, these devotional activities means, instead of satisfying my personal senses, if we want to satisfy Krishna's senses, this method is called bhakti. So, the activities of the senses should not be stopped. It should be repaired or reformed. That is chikitsika. Properly treated. Chikitsika. This is the word. Chikitsika means properly treated. Under the direction of physician. The physician is guru. And guru's business is to instruct the disciple, my dear son, you do not work for your so-called sense gratification, you try to satisfy Krishna's senses, then your life is perfect. This is the physician's duty and this is the patient's duty. Chikitsita. The chikitsita is purification. You have got disease, purify yourself. So, this process, this changing of transformation to work for Krishna's sense gratification and to work for one's own sense gratification, this transformation change, this changing process is called bhakti. Process is the same. Simply, account should be changed. Nati vidu sarthapatengi vishnu durasaya ji bahirathamani. Everyone is working. Dharidranan sevan, or this community seva, the country seva, nationality seva, this seva, that seva. Nobody is for Krishna seva. Nobody will be happy, sir. Go on with your so-called seva. It will never be successful. You will be more and more entangled in disease condition. Karmanādayo netrena jantar diha upapatti. Simply by your so-called activities, you'll be entangled in the law of karma, and according to your karma, you'll get a different type of body, and you'll live for some time, again you'll die, again you'll get body, again you'll... And you do not know what kind of body you are going to get. This is the entanglement. Jagyārtha karmannatru lokayam karmamandhana. If we want to be free from the entanglement of this karma, then we must work for Krishna. Krishna's another name is Jagga, Jagga-puru, Vishnu. Jagyārtha karmannatru. This is the chikitsa. The material activities, we are becoming entangled and we are becoming more and more diseased. So, it should be treated. How? The same thing. Rabri is also milk preparation and dahi is also milk preparation. So, you are becoming diseased by this process. Now you take this process, you will be cured and then you will be happy. That's what it is said. Tadeva jhamayam dharbhang na punati chikisita. You should handle everything material properly treated. Properly treated. Not to work for anyone. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us lesson, you are Jivel Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das. Every living entity is eternally the servant of Krishna. So, instead of becoming servant of your senses, just try to become the servant of Krishna, then your life will be successful. Thank you.
All right.